Tyre is an ancient Phoenician city located about 50 miles south of Beirut, Lebanon. The name of the city means rock, probably because it was built on the rocky formations that stick out from the coast of the Mediterranean. It was founded around 2750 BC, according to Herodotus, with its inhabitants expanding out and establishing numerous settlements across the Mediterranean. Phoenicians and Canaanites were called Tyrians, and the city was also the legendary birthplace of Europa, the Phoenician princess after whom the continent Europe was named. In Greek mythology, Europa was the mother of King Minos of Crete, with her earliest literary reference in the Iliad, commonly dated to the 8th century BC. It is said that Zeus was enamored with Europa and decided to seduce her, transformed himself into a tame white bull, swam with her on his back to the island of Crete. He then revealed his true identity, and Europa became the first queen of Crete. Zeus later recreated the shape of the white bull in the stars, which is now known as the constellation Taurus. DNA analysis has debunked the long-standing theory that the Minoans, who some 5,000 years ago established Europe's first advanced Bronze Age culture, were from Africa. The Minoan civilization arose on the Mediterranean island of Crete in approximately the 27th century BC and flourished for 12 centuries until the 15th century BC. But the culture was lost until British archaeologist Sir Arthur Evans unearthed its remains on Crete in 1900, where he found vestiges of a civilization he believed was formed by refugees from northern Egypt. Modern archaeologists have cast doubt on that version of events, and now DNA tests of Minoan remains suggests that they descended from the ancient farmers who settled the islands thousands of years earlier. These people, it is believed, are from the same stock that came from the east to populate the rest of Europe. When you hear someone say, from the east populating Europe and farmers, that means Aryans. You can say Proto-Indo-European, as the term Aryan seems to be politically incorrect. However, who were these legendary Aryans that spread out into Europe from Anatolia?
Many scientists agree that what is now a mere meadow in the hills was once the site of some urbanized capital city, the heart of an ancient civilization estimated to be as old as the Egyptian pyramids. People moved to the area, building thick walls, mysterious towns, and solar observatories. Its tall walls and towers were destroyed a long time ago, and the town was ruined by fires, floods, winds, and time itself.
Guys, look here. It's a pot. And it's a cross at the bottom.
Archaeologists have since uncovered casting molds, blacksmith tools, and intricate works of bronze and ceramic. Archaeological digs have shown that the ancient town was inhabited by the forebears of the Aryan race.
Those ancient Aryans were credited with everything on Earth. They were even said to have discovered metals.
Today, only the contours of the town remain. But Dr. Gennady Zdanovich has no difficulty finding his bearings.
The entrance from the north is more or less identifiable. Entrances from the south and from the east were less obvious, but they were secret entrances leading to underground labyrinths.
I'm making a new documentary about the Aryan civilization, trying to find out whether they existed or not, where their homeland was, what kind of language they spoke. We were trying to find, as I said, the root of the Aryan culture. There are some incredible new excavations there, Bronze Age excavations. What's particularly fascinating about them is that these cities are covered with swastika imagery. So rather than just looking at them as an archaeologist, you have to think, what is the political implication of these places? And certainly a lot of people, a lot of very high up heads of state have gone to visit these digs to try to see if they should associate themselves with these swastikas, because this is probably where the Aryans, the original Aryans, lived and worshipped and founded what is probably the basis of Western and Eastern civilization.
In his 1896 book, The Swastika, The Earliest Known Symbol and Its Migrations, Thomas Wilson, former curator of the Department of Prehistoric Anthropology in the U.S. National Museum, wrote of the swastika, and I quote, "an Aryan symbol used by the Aryan peoples before their dispersion throughout Asia and Europe. This might serve as an explanation how, as a sacred symbol, the swastika might have been carried to the different peoples in which we now find it by the splitting up of the Aryan peoples and their migrations and establishment in the various parts of Europe." The ancient Minoans and Mycenaeans were closely related to each other, both receiving around 3/4 of their DNA from agriculturalists who lived in Greece and southern Anatolia, which is now part of Turkey. Although the two cultures spoke and wrote in different languages, they looked very similar, primarily with brown eyes and dark hair, as depicted in many of their beautiful frescoes. That said, both cultures additionally inherited DNA from people from Eastern Caucasus near modern-day Iran, who were primarily Aryans, the term Aryan etched in cuneiform thousands of years ago, who were tall, blonde, blue-eyed, as can be seen in 4,000-year-old mummies discovered in Asia near massive pyramids, which the Chinese government, incidentally, tries very hard to hide by planting trees on them. So while the majority of the population had relatively darker features, the ruling class, the nobility, and in some cases they were considered gods, were clearly more fair.
The Chinese government last few years have released these pictures. There's hundreds of pyramids in China. And the Chinese government actually got the farmers to farm on top of the pyramids so that they wouldn't be so apparent by satellite. And the reason why, so here's the poor farmer that got the job. The reason why they were doing that is because they didn't want the Western world to know about these pyramids. Why? Because the legends that comes with these pyramids is that the sun gods built them, and that the sun gods were blue-eyed, blonde-haired people. As far as the Chinese government looked at this, blonde hair, blue-eyed people had to be Europeans. And the last thing they wanted was European people being responsible for some of the most ancient knowledge of the Chinese tradition. So they didn't want those pyramids to be known by the West. They did find the mummies of these blonde-haired, blue-eyed people in the high desert of China. Over 500 mummies were found. All very tall, absolutely not Asian people.
The mummies from China don't look like they should be in China. They look like they should be in Denmark or Ireland or northern Germany, because they look like people from over there. DNA steps up to the plate, and they can tell us where they came from. Well before the opening of the Silk Road, which is dated to 138 BC, these mummies date back, some of them, to 2000 BC. The female mummies were mostly of local origin. However, there's another type of testing, the Y chromosome testing, which is the male line. The males came from parts further west, not necessarily Ireland, but places like Iran, maybe towards parts of Turkey. The mom's side and the grandmother's side is from the Tarim Basin and the fathers and the grandfather's side were moving in with their sheep, with their herds, slowly but surely, and having families.
The application of red ochre to the skin of the ancient sun gods can be seen on the mummies and art from ancient China to ancient Egypt, including the Minoans. That said, we also find this custom among the remains of the Cro-Magnon inhabitants of the Pleistocene, or Ice Age, who incidentally used the exact same astrological sign for the constellation of Taurus, the bull, tens of thousands of years ago in the Basque Pyrenees Mountains between Spain and France. My name is Robert Sepper. I'm an independent anthropologist. I rely on word of mouth, so greatly appreciate those that have been sharing my videos. Thank you for subscribing if you have not already. And hit the notification bell to receive a notification when the next video is uploaded. Please don't forget to leave me your thoughts in the comment section. Stay well, and I hope to see you again soon.